With cotton harvest approaching, and in some areas already underway, the National Cotton Council reminds cotton producers and ginners to take advantage of the free resources the council provides to help prevent cotton contamination. Among these resources is an educational video for cotton producers, ginners, and their employees. The video is divided into several short chapters that focus on each step from the field to the gin, allowing for ease in training harvest crew, gin crew, module truck drivers, and others individually. Lauren Krogman, manager of marketing and processing technology for the National Cotton Council, joins us to talk about contamination prevention and its impact on U.S. cotton's reputation in the global fiber market.
If we can reduce the contamination from round module wrap, we'll see a drastic change in the volume of contamination in our cotton. This plastic contamination can also greatly affect the value of our bale to our customers. Often, mills will demand a discount on the price that they paid for the contaminated cotton due to the high removal cost. Mills can also decide to take their business to another supplier. So we want growers and ginners to utilize the multi-chaptered NCC-produced video called Prevention of Plastic Contamination. The video is located on the National Cotton Council's YouTube playlist page and available in both English and Spanish. This video is meant to serve as an educational tool for both managers and their employees to understand and implement best management practices that prevent plastic contamination of seed cotton and baled cotton lint during harvesting and ginning. The video is broken out into several short chapters to focus on each step from the field to the gin, allowing for ease in training harvest crew, gin crew, module truck drivers, and others individually.